Welcome back, friends. We left off with the nine choirs of angels, and now we're turning our attention down to guardian angels, October the 2nd. Those are heavenly spirits assigned by God to watch over each individual during life. The doctrine of angels, as I said a few episodes ago, is part of the church's constant tradition, based on sacred scripture and the teaching of the fathers of the church. The role of the guardian angel, his office, is both to guide that person to good thoughts, words, and works, and to preserve him from evil. This term, going back to defining terms, from the French word meaning to watch or to keep, and the Greek angelos, meaning messengers, refers to the belief that angels are messengers from God to people on earth, and that individual angels serve as guide and protectors. And of course, section 336 of, as always, the second edition or earlier. We can stop there because we're about to turn to devils. Everybody's interested in devils.
Indeed we are, right? I don't know. That little darkness is always there. We wonder why we can be so bad. Before we leave, I mean, are you ready to leave Guardian Angels? Because I think...
No, you can add some more. Round them out.
We should talk a little bit about how our Guardian Angels love us, really. And it's a profound love. And the way that our guardian angels receive honor in heaven is when we give them honor, right? When we acknowledge their goodness in our lives. And, you know, I have a guardian angel who is very, very good to me always. And generally the smaller and the more delightful the request, the more happy the angel seems to be to make it. And, I'm just going to tell the story because I find it very, very funny. And so my husband and I took a trip many years ago to Europe with my sister and her husband. And we drove from Paris to Munich without a road map. Okay. And we did not have a map of downtown Munich. And so we did not know where our hotel was, consequently. And yes, you know, it was obviously stupid to drive into Munich without a map. These are all things that we're aware of. We just assumed that we were going to be able to pick one up when we got to Europe, that we'd find something like that, right? So anyways, after 8 hours, and I'm doing all the driving. So after, because it's a standard transmission car and my husband was doing the navigating, I'm doing the driving. And after 8 hours of kind of like being this is the first time I've ever driven on these highways, and I'm on the Autobahn, and we pull into Munich, and, you know, we stop at this first place. And anyway, long story short, that the little hotel that we stopped at initially was kind of like the sister hotel of the actual hotel that we were looking for. And so Greg went in, and they said, oh yeah, you know, this train station, I mean, the hotel is located near this train station. And he gave him all of these kind of convoluted directions. And so we get back in the car, and I start driving, trying to find this train station. And I'm like, you know, this is not happening, Greg, you know, we must stop right now. And he said, well, do you think that you can get us back to the hotel where we were before? And I have to tell you, like, I'm taking left, right, going backwards, forward. I'm like, no, there's no way that I can possibly get us back. So I pull over and I tell Greg politely but aggressively, get out of the car right now and go and find someone who apologize for being a stupid American and see if you can find a map, right? I mean, like, okay. So he leaves, and my sister Karen and I are just talking. And I said, Karen, don't tell me anything right now, because she was about to tell me to calm down. She said, don't tell me anything, Karen, because that's the wrong thing to do. I'm just going to pray to my guardian angel right now. And my guardian angel is going to send a police officer. And when that police officer comes, I'm going to tell Greg and Dan to get out and apologize to that man and tell him we're really dumb. We drove into his city without a roadmap. And that's just what's going to happen. So I prayed and prayed and prayed, right? So Greg comes back. No, we can't find anyone. And I said, it's okay. I have prayed to my guardian angel, and he is going to send a police officer to get us out of this situation. And so I pull up to the very next intersection. I turn and I look to my left, and there's a police car. And I just told Greg, get out of this car right now. You go and tell them that we need help to this hotel. And so Greg's like, I'm not going to, I'm like, get out of the car. Right. So Greg goes and he talks to the police officer, and the police officer says, there's no way you're going to find this hotel. So please just follow me. And so he drove us like over the meadows and through the woods to, I mean, like it was a crazy convoluted route. Finally, we pull in and he pointed to this parking space and he, you know, bade us to park there. And so I pulled in, I parked the car, and he got out of his cruiser and he came up and he said, I just want you to know, I don't know who's looking out for you today, but there is never parking on this street. And so anyway, so my guardian angel, that is the power of your guardian angel, that he will come to your assistance in the most amazing of circumstances. And that to me, I mean, ask and believe.
Ask and believe and trust. That is exactly right. So we have just a few more minutes because that is such a beautiful, beautiful story, and we can save the adversary to the next episode.
Right, absolutely. But
let's talk about this notion of our angel names.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that kind of has come up. And I know different people have different opinions. So now we're into the realm of opinion. And yes, you can get priest opinion and you can get this opinion, that opinion. So you're going to get our opinions, which right. may not agree because I haven't right. coordinated this right. with us. Right. Well, Sarah. Because we are, in my opinion, because we are less than the angels, we do not have authority to name them. Even our own precious guardian angel, who gets nothing but honor from us from when we do good. So I do not think it is appropriate that we exercise a kind of dominion over a pure spiritual being in the presence of Almighty God at all times, that we would also exercise over the runaway cat that we've rescued, right? Two different things. However, comma, we can ask.
Sure, one can ask.
We can ask Our Lady. We can ask our Lord, our precious Savior, who Our Lady revealed her name. Our Lord revealed his name. And we can ask if it would be in our best interest and, circumstance to know their name. And we can also ask how many angels have we been given. I do know we each all have at least one.
Right.
And I also know some of us have many more than that, depending on the task the Lord has put before us.
Sure.
So I say, let us ask our Lord with humility. This is my opinion. We ask our Lord with humility and let him show us the name, and then submit it if we are fortunate enough to have a spiritual director. And in these times, that's very difficult, I know. But you can have a person of a spiritual friend, right? You know, someone you can trust in such a delicate matter. Then submit that before them for discernment and see if, you know, you're on the right track.
Right. I will go along with that with a very, very large caveat. And that is, given the fact that we are in a time where there is very, very little by way of spiritual direction, and the angels, and this will be the segue into the demonic realm, they are perfectly capable of deceiving us. And so there should be no hindrance to anyone to having a relationship with our guardian angel, with the name guardian angel. There should be no barriers. There should be no need for a deeper intimacy than that, than to know that God has created some being specifically for you out of love. Barring curiosity, I mean, there may be, who knows what God is going to put on individual persons' hearts. But I think that you would have to really feel as though God is really putting something on your heart, particularly to come to know your guardian angel in a far deeper, deeper meaning, in a far deeper, deeper way. And I think that the vast majority of people, in the same way that that would not be a grace that I would ask for until I have developed a very deep and intense relationship with him, just as he is. Because the vast majority of people don't even know their guardian angels. And so it's sort of like walking up, like I liken it to when I get a fundraising letter in the mail from, you know, Tom at the, you know, the president of St. Norbert College sends me a letter. Dear Sarah, you know, I'd like to reach out to you and, you know, ask you if you'd like to give some money to your alma mater. And I think to myself, no, Tom, I wouldn't. And number one, you don't know me. So please don't presume to use my name, right? I mean, that name is something essential about us. It tells us something. And so while I agree with Karen 100% that we would never presume to give them a name of our own, I would also say that it would be in very, very, very limited circumstances that I would ever recommend that anyone seek that information out in prayer, simply because we are so easily deceived. And Satan prowls around the world like a lion seeking to destroy souls. And a name is power, right? I mean, so you don't know what you're saying. Particularly if they reveal something unusual to you, right? You, to be able to have confidence to use that name, I don't know. I mean, in my opinion, I would tread very, very lightly there.
All right. There you go, my friends. You have some things to think about. Till the next time, fides et ratio.